You are listening to 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and calling in from New York this morning is the executive director of the Michigan Theater. Russ Collins is my co-host for Cinema Chat, and good morning to you, Russ. And what takes you to the Big Apple?
Well, we had some meetings with some of our film festival colleagues plotting a future of independent cinema. So that was kind of good. We got to meet up with folks that we get to know at the Art House Convergence every year. So, and there's always lots to do in New York City. Good place to be.
Well, I'm glad you're in New York, and I hope you bring back some great information and perhaps more spectacular public forums for the future of cinema.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens. We're already scanning the horizons for the 2016 Best Picture Oscar.
The Academy Awards are over. We have no more awards to announce. So already in March, we start talking about the next award season.
Absolutely, it's highly inadequate. Last year, the same source thought Unbroken, Interstellar, Inherent Vice, or Gone Girl would get a lot of Oscar nominations or get Best Picture nominations, and they did not indeed make the cut. But this year they went back and took a look at it and thought that they could make some more predictions. So we'll see how inaccurate they are. Some very interesting films, a film called Our Brand is Crisis is kind of looking like next year's Argo. Joy is a David O. Russell film, and he did The Fighter, Silver Lining Playbook, and American Hustle.
He certainly has a pedigree, doesn't he?
Absolutely, and he's getting to, again, work with Jennifer Lawrence, his muse on a biopic for the woman that invented the miracle mop. So we'll see how that one goes. Another biopic on Steve Jobs. This is an Aaron Sorkin-penned biopic of the Apple founder, and it includes Danny Boyle, Michael Fassbender, Seth Rogen, and our friend Jeff Daniels, as well as Kate Winslet.
That's great. Now, is this one more anticipated than the one that starred Ashton Kutcher?
It is indeed, and we'll see what happens at Oscar time. Maybe our friend Jeff Daniels will get a Best Actor nomination.
Well, most times he appears on the screen, he almost always deserves it.
Yes, for sure. Steven Spielberg's got an untitled Cold War picture, a Cold War thriller, that we can look forward to. Alejandro González Iñárritu, again, he just won an Academy Award, and he's doing a wilderness revenge thriller with Leonardo DiCaprio called The Revenant. The Hateful Eight is the Quentin Tarantino film that's coming up later this year, and that's got Samuel Jackson, Kurt Russell, and Bruce Dern and Tim Roth, some of the folks that he's worked with.
Good things can happen when Quentin Tarantino and Samuel Jackson get together.
Absolutely. The Danish Girl brings back Academy Award winner Eddie Redmayne as the first person to have a male-to-female sex change. It's called The Danish Girl. Brooklyn is coming out, and it's an immigrant drama that got rapturous reviews at Sundance this year. The Light Between the Ocean is about a lighthouse keeper and his wife that adopt a baby who wash up on a lifeboat. It's got kind of a tragic overtone, but Michael Fassbender and Rachel Weisz star in that. And, of course, in the conversation is Me and Earl and the Dying Girl, which we did at the Michigan Theater right from Sundance, so I'd be an enjoyed. I agree with that one.
All in all, it sounds like it's been and it's going to be a great year for movies. You are listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Cinema Chat. I'm David Fair, and joining us by phone from New York City this morning is Russ Collins, the executive director of the Michigan Theater. A couple of other long shots already being talked about?
Yeah, Pixar's got a film called Inside Out, and then I know a film that you're really excited about, the new Star Wars film, The Force Awakens.
Yeah, I'm going to take vacation and not leave my house that week.
Those are just some of the films that are coming out in 2015 that, who knows, may be on the Academy Award podium in 2016.
Closer to home and closer to the calendar weekend, what are my choices?
The second best exotic Marigold Hotel opens up this weekend in lots of theaters. We're very proud to say we have it at the Michigan Theater. 72% of the critics think it's worth going to see. And if you like the first best exotic Marigold Hotel, you'll definitely want to come to this one. It's got the same cast of Maggie Smith, Bill Knightley and Judi Dench. This time Richard Gere joins in this elderly retirement home for a beautiful.
How did that happen where we start talking about Richard Gere playing the parts of an elderly person?
Well, you know, time marches on and we all get old. So that's good. We're also happy to have the Academy Award nominated Best Animated Film that just was nominated for an Academy Award. It's called Song of the Sea, and it's by the same folks that did The Secret of Kells. The director is Tom Moore, and it's about a seal child, sister and brother, who go on an epic journey in the world of magic and discover secrets from their past. Song of the Sea is definitely worth checking out. The critical consensus is extremely strong. It didn't win the Academy Award, but it was nominated, and all those films were very, very good. We have a mockumentary about a bunch of vampires called What We Do in the Shadows. And this is put together by the same folks that put together Flight of the Conchords.
So it's going to be humorous, and I do love the mockumentary.
Absolutely. It's very funny. And then Timbuktu was nominated for a Best Foreign Language Film, and it's set near that ancient city, and it's in an area that's suffering with terrible, terrible civil war things, and it's about a family as they look to survive this very difficult and complicated political and terror environment that they find themselves in West Africa. Timbuktu plays Thursday, March 5th.
89.1 WEMU, you're listening to Cinema Chat, and Russ Collins is on the phone with us this morning from New York City. And what about at the multiplexes this weekend?
Chappie opens up. It's got Dev Patel and Hugh Jackman and Sigourney Weaver, and it's about a very intelligent robot who, in an era where robots are doing bad things to folks, he's going to try to save everybody in humanity. Reviews are kind of 50-50 on that. Unfinished Business is about a hardworking small business owner played by Vince Vaughn, who goes on a trip with a couple of his business associates, Tom Wilkinson and Dave Franco.
Now, is this the typical Vince Vaughn fare where he plays Vince Vaughn yet again?
Yes, and there's hijinks in an away from home setting.
It looks like Vince Vaughn and hijinks. Who would have thought?
Business. Yeah, exactly. We've got the Lego Movie as our family friendly film this week on Saturday and Monday. Videodrome is the midnight film, the David Cronin film at the State Theater. Lady from Shanghai is the film noir film.
Oh, the Orson Welles film, right?
That's right, and so we're celebrating the Orson Welles Centennial. We're also doing a silent film called The Last Days of the Pompeii that's actually being put on by the University of Michigan Classical Studies.
This is
program.
From like the turn of the last century, right?
1913. Exactly, over 100 years ago, and they're doing this as part of a symposium on the Roman days as it's reflected in American culture. And this was a very, very early film, The Last Days of Pompeii, on Tuesday, March 10th at 7 o'clock with live musical accompaniment. So there's lots and lots to see. Come check it out at the Michigan and State Theater at your local multiplex. We're in a very good place here in southeastern Michigan to see a lot of great films.
Well, thank you for calling in from New York, and safe travels, and we'll look forward to your return to the studios of WEMU. That is Russ Collins, and I'm David Fair. You're listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU.
Ta-ta from NYC.